You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at the futures market is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hi, Dave. And before we get started, I just kind of want to second the idea that farmers in this listening audience and people that catch us on the internet to send their contributions to WLLL, because there is just no doubt about it. There's about every perspective of the market you can receive. And then, of course, then the individual farmer has to sort through that and make his decision. But there's definitely no lacking of information that a farmer can receive by listening to WLL Ag programming. And for someone that's been generally skeptical about all kinds of organizations and making donations, this is the one that you can be assured that is going directly to ag programming and benefiting our listening audience. So I just kind of wanted to second that.
Thank you, Dan. 217-244-9455, the number to call. But don't call until after Dan has his comments today. Dan, I know you were traveling today, but I did want to mention in the March corn, we did some testing. We went down to 715, which is sort of a support level, managed to bounce off of it, and finished now with a settlement price 720 and a quarter today.
Well, there's no doubt about it that this December is turning into kind of a long liquidation type month. End of the year has a tendency to be long liquidation to start with, but due to the uncertainty of the expectations that tax rates are going to go up across the board starting January 1. That is encouraging anybody that has any kind of profit, whether it's in an ETF fund, which is a basket of commodities, or a corn EFT, as they redeem their shares, take the profits based upon today's tax rates, then that is forcing the fund crowd to liquidate their positions or to reduce that position. So I think a lot of this weakness that we're seeing in the complex has to do with the year-end liquidation and the idea that tax increases are going to come across up after the first year. So what we're seeing is a lot of people rolling income into the 2012 year, and it kind of makes December more noisier than probably what it would normally have been. From a technician, though, and seasonal follower, I don't like the idea to see this corn market dripping lower in here since we're already into the second week of December, because seasonally we should be climbing higher. So at least in the near term here, we're going counter-seasonal, and anytime you go counter-seasonal, sometimes those moves are much more vicious in the direction of what they are. And I think that is what we're seeing here in corn. And it's just feeding more and more liquidation. And hopefully, maybe once we get through this and we start the new year, if we make it to the new year, I guess, isn't the end of the world supposed to come here in another week?
Yes, it is. I believe that movie came out 3 years ago predicting that.
Yeah. So if we make it to the new year, I think, and I do believe we will make it to the new year, that I think you will see the fund crowd begin to reposition themselves in the commodity complex. But everybody wanted to roll their income into this current year, and I think that's kind of been a kind of a negative. Corn has got its own special negative, and that's export demand is absolutely off the charts to the downside. And that doesn't look like that is going to come back with any kind of gusto. There might be a three-month window in here where export demand begins to pick up. But if everything goes well in South America, they're going to be back competing again with us during the spring months. So the corn market is reflecting ideas of that corn export number is 150 to 200 million bushels less than what USDA has on the balance sheet. That is just taking a little more pressure off of the corn balance sheet for the market to kind of have to ration inventories. But we're still not going to know a whole lot until the January report.
It's actually, it seems like a taffy pull. You, on one hand, in the corn market, you have exports, which are just terrible. But on the other hand, you have livestock and perhaps the need to do some rationing there. So what wins out in the end?
Well, we need to find out what the exact supply is. And I don't think anybody in the trade has a real comfort level on that yet. Yes, USDA has issued some reports, but we're going to go through. They've already did their December 1 survey on grain stocks, and my guess is that envelope will be opened up during the January report, and then they will have a better sampling of what actually we produced, how many acres we harvested, and probably firm up the supply side of the equation a little more. Now, it could be higher, it could be lower. For the most part, I think the trade thinks it could be down a little bit. But once we get the supply number in place, and then it'll also give us a general idea of what feed disappearance has been during the first quarter, and we can extrapolate that out. So the January report is going to be real pivotal, probably more so than it ever has, I think, at the corn market. And we'll have to kind of go from there. But, yeah, when you look at everything, it does look like feed usage, livestock is going to have to be rationed. But you got to keep in mind that we've been importing South American corn into the United States for several months now. Now, USDA only has $100 million on their balance sheet. It could be upwards of twice that. So we have been importing corn in the United States. So that feed usage number could be being picked up. Corn imports could be picking that up a little bit. We may not have to ration as much as what we think.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana.